He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on January 10th. Monday, and I know what you're thinking. A lot of people, we can do without Mondays, okay? Nobody really likes Mondays. Well, today's podcast is going to make your Monday better because we have a ton of really good stuff to talk about. First and foremost, the Hushelin Show Challenge Awards were leaked. That's right. We know what the Challenge Awards are going to be. Definitely needed to talk about it because one of the Challenge Awards is going to be for one of your favorite players. That's right. I'm looking at you, one of your guys. All right, very popular NBA players. We're going to dive into that. That's going to be exciting. Next, we got to talk about the Klay Thompson Flash Challenge. It's a very expensive Flash Challenge because we know it's going to be solely for Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson only has one moment on NBA Top Shot right now, and it goes for a nice price tag. So we got to talk about this Flash Challenge to see if it's worth it because it's kind of pricey. Also, we got to talk about our first personal experience, our on-hand account of how NFL All Day Pack drops are being handled. We got to experience one for the first time for the Week 17 drop. We jumped into the standard drop. We got to talk about, is it worth the price of admission for the pack and just how, you know, how smoothly the line went in comparison to NBA Top Shot. So we're going to do a little bit of personal reflecting on the NFL All Day Pack drop. And to start off the podcast, I'm going to give you guys a 100% guaranteed line that is going to cash tonight in Prize Picks. You will not want to miss it. So with all that being said, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Hey, you made it. Welcome to the Crypto Ballers Podcast. This is episode 118. That's right. We've been doing this for a little while now. I'm your host, Money1834. I'm going to guide you on this journey. And today we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking some NBA Top Shot. We're going to be talking some NFL All Day. We're going to start off today by talking about a little bit of Prize Picks because we're getting an exclusive promotional line that is only good for today. I believe it's valid up until about 7:30 p.m. or whenever the Alabama game, this is college football, the Alabama game starts. So I got to get this out there first and foremost, because if you enjoy money, if you like making, you know, prop plays, this is one you are not going to want to miss. So for today only, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young has a passing yard prop line of 0.5. That's right. So as long as Bryce Young, we can call him Bryce Yard for today, right? It's pretty fitting. So as long as Bryce Young throws for more than a half of a passing yard tonight, then that play cashes. It's that easy. Of course, Bryce Young is going to throw for over a half a yard. There's no way that doesn't happen unless before the game actually starts. Yeah, he goes out there and hurts himself in warmups. As long as he sees the field, though, he's going to pass that line. So it's only for today, and it's a sure thing. It's, you know, you can't miss this one. This is very similar to the Christmas Day Prize Pick promotional line where you could get LeBron James over a half a point scored. All right, that was a 100%, you know, lock. Today we're getting one really out of the blue for Bryce Young to go over half a passing yard. So if you haven't checked out Prize Picks yet, now is really the best time to do it because you can walk right in and have a surefire prop play that is going to hit. So if you want to check out Prize Picks and you already have an account, any plays you make with the Bryce Young line in it, I want to see it. So go ahead and add me on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Send me your screenshots. I want to see what plays you made, including the Bryce Young. So are you going to use it as like a two-player bet where you just need to go two for two and you can cash out that way? Or are you going to use this as a free space in a big-time like five-player
prop play and try to like get the maximum amount of money that you can. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can handle it. But if you're looking for a safe thing, Bryce Young, over half a passing yard, absolutely lock it in. Where was this one when we did our price pick post up? You know what I'm saying? We're doing a price pick post up tomorrow. This line would have been great if we did something like this tomorrow, but we're getting it today. So you're not going to want to miss the Bryce Young over half a passing yard line. If you haven't checked out Prize Picks yet, just go on your app store. It's on Android. It's on Apple. Go ahead, download Prize Pick. When you make an account, use promo code CryptoBallers, all one word, CryptoBallers, and we'll get you a 100% deposit match. So you put 50 in, you'll have $100 in your account. Go ahead and make a play with the Bryce Young passing yard line over 0.5, and then you can go ahead and thank me later. I'll also leave a link. I'll leave a link in the description where you can just click it. It'll pull up the whole create your account page, and the promo code should already be inserted in there for you. So I'll leave that in the description. All right. So what do you think? Is it time to talk about Hustle and Show? Now, Hustle and Show, as you guys probably know, if you've been following along on the podcast or on Twitter, the Hustle and Show for Series 3 drops tomorrow. So it drops on the 11th. So just a quick little refresher to bring you up to speed in case you kind of forgot about the drop over the weekend or you haven't been paying much attention. So the drop's going to be tomorrow, Tuesday, January 11th. It'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern. Now you're going to be able to purchase 2 packs per transaction, and you can get back in line and rejoin the queue. And if there's still packs available, you'll be able to make multiple purchases. The most relevant case of this would have to be the fresh threads. People were able to get back in line 4 to 5 times to buy a pack, which was pretty wild. I don't think that you're going to be able to get in line and get, you know, that many packs that you could with that drop in this one, solely because of what the challenge rewards are. Now, the challenge rewards for the fresh threads wasn't anything great, right? I believe it was like what? Like a Carmelo Anthony. I don't even remember the other two. It wasn't anyone exciting. Well, Hustle and Show for Series 3 fixed that problem, and they added 2 exciting players. One of them is a first ballot Hall of Famer. The other one is a unicorn. We'll see if you can guess what it is by that description. So the one that we're all going to want, the one that we're all going to be shooting for, is going to be Steph Curry. That's right. There's going to be a Steph Curry Hustle and Show challenge reward. Now, we don't know if this is going to be challenge number 1 or challenge number 2. So I don't know which of these players we're going to see on the website first or see NBA Top Shot announce first. But Steph Curry will be one of the challenges. Now, the play type for both of the rewards is an assist, which was a bit interesting. When you think Steph Curry, you think 3-pointers. Hustle and Show, this whole set is based upon like gritty type plays. So it's probably some kind of like some wild assist that he had no business actually pulling off. So Steph Curry is going to be a challenge award. A name like Steph Curry brings in the Bucks. Okay, I'm doing I almost said the Baker Mayfield for some reason. The Johnny Manziel, the money thing with the hands. Remember he got drafted and he did that and instantly everyone was like, wow, this guy's a douchebag. So I'm doing that right now with the Steph Curry because this challenge is going to be expensive, which is good because the pack is only a $14 pack. If there's going to be a Steph Curry challenge award, that means that even if you don't go in on the challenge award to acquire Steph, the requirements are going to take a nice spike if you can get requirements on the Steph Curry side. So the Hustle and Show for Series 3, I'm fully expecting to be a very nice, positive, estimated value. So this is definitely a drop I highly recommend jumping into. I know that there's a lot of people out there that really pretty much for the most part said, you know what? I'm not getting in these drops for S3 because there hasn't really been much. You know what I mean? And I totally understand that. S3 has been pretty lackluster. Fresh Threads was kind of fun, but it wasn't great. We've been getting hammered with the base packs like almost on a weekly basis. And we're all kind of sick of those, right? We're kind of sick of the base packs. But Hustle and Show seems to be our savior. All right, this is going to be a really fun set. Hustle and Show moments are always exciting to watch, and getting a Steph Curry challenge award is fantastic. So a lot of people are going to be going in on that one. Definitely recommend jumping into the Hustle and Show for Series 3 drop tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, the other guy, the other challenge reward is going to be Kristaps Porzingis, the Zinger. Now, how many of you got that right when I referred to him as a unicorn, right? When you hear somebody referred to as a unicorn in the NBA, it's Porzingis. So hopefully a lot of you guys out there got that one right. Could turn that one into a Crypto Baller trivia question. Anyway, so Kristaps Porzingis will have a challenge reward in the Hustlin' Show set for Series 3. And I feel like he's a well-known player. I feel like he's pretty popular. He's having a really good year this year, but this dude's career has been, you know, hammered with injuries almost on a year-to-year basis. So he's not as big a name as what he probably could have been if he was able to live up to his full potential. But really, it's just injuries that have been handicapping the poor guy. When Kristaps Porzingis is healthy, this dude is a monster. So those are the two challenges. We're getting a Steph Curry, which I fully expect to be a big-time challenge, and a Kristaps Porzingis, which I think people are going to go in on the zinger as well, because, you know, Kristaps isn't no bum. Well, I mean, maybe the New York Knicks fans see him as a bum, but I think Kristaps Porzingis is pretty universally liked. Not to the Steph Curry level, of course, but we're getting two fun challenges to complete for Hustle and Show Series 3. So again, highly recommend jumping into the drop tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. I know I'll be in there and I'll be hopping back in the queue every single time trying to acquire as much of these packs as possible, because when you get two challenges that people are going to pay for, you're going to want the challenge requirements, or it'll just help you get the challenges done definitely for cheaper than if you had to buy all the requirements in a market, all the requirements in a marketplace. So I'll be going all in on this drop. I'm going to get back in line as many times as humanly possible to get two packs each time. All right, so let's move over to the Flash Challenge titled The Return, the Klay Thompson Flash Challenge. This moment is going to be great. I love the pack artwork. You got Klay Thompson, you got the headband on it. Love the whole feel and aesthetic of the pack itself. Now, this challenge is a pretty expensive Flash Challenge. Now, there you had 3 days to complete it. At this point, we've got about 2 days and 2 hours remaining. It's already been completed 3,000 times, which was a bit surprising. I feel like that was a little high, because this Flash Challenge right now has a cost of about $840 to complete. And that's actually down a bit from what it was last night when the challenge was released and announced. When it was announced, the challenge was over $900. So it has come down about $70, you know, over the course of the morning. And this one, it does have a couple flex spots in there where you can mix and match. But for the stone cold requirements that are going to be needed, all right, Anthony Simons moment, a Austin Rivers, right? Austin Rivers made the cut. A Freddie Van Fleet, D'Angelo Russell, Maxi Kleber, which really kind of sucks, as the Maxi Kleber is a 15K limited edition, so that's not great. It is a little bit of a bottleneck, but it's nothing compared to the two flex spots. So for the first flex spot, you're going to need a rare or legendary three-pointer, okay? But you're going to need three of them. So right now, the cheapest route to acquire that would be the WNBA run it back Katie Smith. Now, the Katie Smith currently has the lowest ask of 184. So it's not hard to do the math on that. Just times that 184 times three, and all of a sudden, you might price yourself out of this challenge. So that's one of the flex spots, is a rare or legendary three-pointer. So the cheapest one, again, is Katie Smith from the WNBA. So that's a tough pill to swallow. And then an even tougher pill to swallow for some people is you're going to need a Klay Thompson, okay? And that Klay Thompson is going to be the Vintage Vibes, which has a mint count, I believe, of about 9.7K. And then the next other option could be the Deck the Halls, Deck the Hoops, Klay Thompson, which goes for way more than the Vintage Vibes. So I definitely recommend going Vintage Vibe over Deck the Hoops. All right, and that Vintage Vibes Klay Thompson currently has the lowest ask of $195, and that's actually down about 13% over the last 4 hours. So it has come down a bit. It was going for over $200 as of last night, so it has come down a little bit, but those are the two big ones. You're going to need one of the Klay Thompsons and then a rare or legendary three-pointer. Maybe you go lucky and you already had a couple rare three-pointers, that'd be fantastic. If you don't, though, if you don't have any of these requirements, this challenge is going to run you about $840. Now, trying to figure out what the price point of this Klay Thompson is going to be is a bit tricky, because the completions right now, 2 days out, is sitting at 3,000. So how much is it really going to go up over the next couple days? I'm not really sure. Now, I don't see it getting to the Klay Thompson Vintage Vibe number of 9.7. I don't think it'll come anywhere close to that. I think a nice number that this could round out at would be like 4.9, which would put it at a higher price point than what the Vintage Vibes was. Plus, you know, it's a challenge, so you get the challenge badge, which is always nice. So what would be a good fair market value for this Klay Thompson? Now, 2 days out, not knowing how many completions it's going to round out at, my guess would be maybe around 600. I think 600 sounds pretty good. 600, 650. I think 700 would be a bit expensive, especially with a mint count that could end up around the 5K-ish mark, maybe closer to 4.5K. Or maybe everyone that did the challenge already did it, and maybe it's going to settle in the 3K range. We're not really sure, but there's still a full 2 days for people to complete this challenge. So if the price to complete keeps on dropping down on the challenge as a whole, then more people will feel the urge to jump in and complete it. So we'll keep an eye on it. I think the fair market value will be right around the $600 mark. I think that sounds pretty good. 600 could be on the lower end of the spectrum. Okay. It could, you know, get closer to seven, but you know, we'll split the difference. We'll say fair market value estimation right around 650. All right, moving on. We're flying through these topics today. So the last thing that I want to talk to you guys about is I want to give you my firsthand experience with a NFL all-day pack drop. That's right. Finally got into the closed beta. I got in on wave 3. Was stupid excited. If you guys have been following the podcast or following us on Twitter and listening to the podcast, you guys know I've been talking about the NFL getting an NFT format similar to Top Shop. I've been talking about it since like March. I have been very excited about the NFL, and then it finally was here. I finally get to get into a pack drop, and I couldn't wipe the grin off of my face all day. You know, getting closer to the queue going live and jumping in the queue, getting in the lobby. Very, very similar to NBA Top Shot, if you couldn't guess. The aesthetic, I'd say it's a little brighter when you're in the lobby in the waiting room. I feel like it's a little brighter, like the color palette. You got some blues in there and stuff. It's nice. It's nice looking. Now, my spot in line for the standard $49 pack was just under 8K. I believe I was like 7.8 or 7.9. So an NBA Top Shot, if you get a spot in line that's like 7K, you're feeling good about it. You get in the top 10K. So you feel really good about that spot, and it doesn't take too long to fly through that many people in NBA Top Shot. The line moves quickly in NBA Top Shot, unless it's like a legendary drop or some rares where people will just seen if they got into line, and then when they see that they got a good enough spot in the queue and they can actually purchase a pack, they got to do like some panicking. They got to figure out if they're actually going to do it or not. So they'll take like the 10-minute window that's granted to you on pack drops, and they'll take that 10 minutes to really try to figure out if there's any way they can swing, you know, this legendary pack. So they'll take some time, so the line tends to move a little slower. But on base set packs, on NBA Top Shot, they fly. So this being a standard drop for NFL all day, I figured the line would move fairly quickly. They do have a feature on the page on when you're in the queue where it gives you an estimated wait time, which I thought was pretty cool. Now, it wasn't very accurate, I'll say that. My wait time was, I believe it was about an hour, it said, and it took 2 hours. Okay, I got in line at what time? I think it was 4 p.m. It opened up. I got in at 4. I believe I purchased my pack at like 550 something. So it did take a little while. It started off very slow, but then it did pick up a bit of speed by the time it got like the first 1,000 packs done. So remember, it's closed beta. Things are going to move, you know, we're testing it out. So it was moving, you know, very slow in my first experience, but I expect that to speed up over the course of time. So it was pretty slow. And then when it was my turn to make the purchase, I was able to purchase the pack with no problems, okay? That's a lot of P's in one sentence. I was able to purchase the pack with no problem. Now, I did experience issues when it came to trying to open the pack. So once you purchase the pack, it goes into like, you know, your pack section on NFL All Day. It doesn't look nearly as good or as in-depth and detailed as NBA Top Shot does, but again, that's to be expected. So I go into the pack page and it gives you the option to claim and open. So you click the button. There was no reveal. Okay, you guys know in NBA Top Shot, you have to click the icon and then it slowly does like this whole reveal process. And it's like, oh, I got, you know, serial number this, on team this, their number, you know, the jersey number is this. And then boom, hit you with the play, hit you with the clip. I don't know if it was just because I was having issues trying to claim and open the pack, but when I kept on doing it, it probably took like a good 10, 15 minutes before I was actually able to click it. I'd click it and I'd just get an error and it would just say, try again later. Click it, error, try again later. So it took about 10, 15 minutes. It probably took about, I don't know, 10 times of clicking the damn button before it actually worked. But then there was no reveal. All of a sudden, the moments were just in my account. And I already knew what the play was. I knew what the set was, if it was a special common set. I knew, you know, the player, what the play was. But there was no big reveal. Now, you see all the thumbnails and you could click them and then it does the full reveal process where, you know, it'll play the play. It'll show you the back of the moment and it'll do all that stuff. It looks very different than NBA Top Shot. I do like how smooth the whole animation goes. And the plays look great, right? Just like a play on NBA Top Shot when you're watching the moment. It's like the same thing for the NFL all day. It gives you different camera angles and it's just a lot of fun. And it's really refreshing and nice to have a NFL play like that to be able to watch. Now, I really wish that there was a reveal process where you could click on the icon and then you find out what it is. It was a bit of a letdown to just like, oh, it says I have 3 moments now and no packs. Let me go into my moments. And it's like, oh, I got X, Y, and Z. I already know what the play is. I know what the serial is. I like the reveal. Okay. The reveal is like the best part of NBA Top Shot. So I'm hoping that that's something that can be retroactively fixed in the future. Really hope that we have more of a reveal. Now, for what I got a AJ Dillon 10K. Now, the standard base moments are 10K limited edition. Then there's some special inserts in there that have lower mint counts. But the first one I got was a AJ Dillon rush. Now, it's a sick play. It was a rushing touchdown. He dragged about 4 people into the end zone with him. Great play. Got a pretty bad serial number. I got like 8.1K out of 10K. And again, that's something I'm worried about is the mint count of these series one moments. 10K, then just compare. You have to compare to NBA Top Shot because that's where this came from. So NBA Top Shot, their series one, we're talking like mint counts of 1,000. And then we're going into NFL all day and the mint counts start off at 10,000. That's way more. So it really makes me question the pack price. Now, let me get into the rest of what my pack included, and then, you know, we'll talk about the pack price and just how we feel about it in general. So we had the AJ Dillon rushing touchdown play, which I did like a lot. It's a great play. Actually, as I pull up my NFL all day account, I need to apologize. My AJ Dillon serial number was not 8K. It was actually 6.8K out of 10K. Now, this was just a regular standard common, you know, rushing moment. The second moment I got in my pack, of course, we got a Brandon McManus. And yeah, you're probably like, who the hell's that? Oh, it's a kicker. It's a kicker from the Denver Broncos. You got it right. So the play type, if you couldn't guess, field goal. Now, the description makes it sound great. It's like, oh, a game-winning 61-yard field goal. But watching different camera angles of a field goal going in the uprights is fantastic. So when I got it, at first I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this could have been like a Jamar Chase rookie, but instead I got a Brandon McManus. But I had a lot of fun just being able to tell people I got a kicker moment. Like, and I keep on joking saying, you know, when there's a kicker challenge, right, where the reward is going to be like the Justin Tucker, like NFL record breaking, I think it was like a 66-yard kick or whatever. When that's a challenge reward and I already have the Brandon McManus that you're going to need, then we'll see who's laughing, okay? So, yes, I got a kicker in my first ever NFL All-Day pack, which, you know, whatever. And then I got a special insert, okay? And it happens to be from my favorite team. It's a Miles Bryant, who you might not even know who that is, but he's on the New England Patriots. Now, the special set is a Make the Stop. So this one is a 7K limited edition. So, you know, there's less of them than the regular 10K common. So this is a 7K common. So it's, you know, it's just like when in the new base set for NBA Top Shot, how you have like the 9.9K limited edition common moments. This essentially is the same thing. It's a 7K common moment in a pack where the set size is 10K. So if you think about it, it's not even all that much rarer than the regular common set moment, only by, you know, a few thousand. But I like the artwork of it. It's a Make the Stop. It has a nice graphic to it. And the play, again, just watching the NFL moments is really enjoyable. So when I got this one, I feel like a lot of other people, non-New Englanders at least, would be pretty disappointed with getting a Miles Bryant. For me, I see it as I already got a player from my favorite team, and if I'm eventually going to want to have a full team set, this Miles Bryant will need to be acquired. So I was actually happy that I was able to get a New England Patriot, and you get to pick off Trevor Lawrence in Foxborough. So I'm all in on that moment. So overall, was this pack worth $49? It's really hard to justify, man. I don't know. Now, I know that it's cool because you have a shot of getting a rare, and you get a chance, a small chance of getting a legendary. I know one gentleman on Twitter tagged me in a post where they ended up pulling a rookie jersey match Trevor Lawrence, which was pretty wild. And I saw another user get a single-digit serial number Jamar Chase, like legendary rookie. So obviously, there's tremendous upside in these packs, but $49 for what more than likely is going to be just three commons, I feel like that price point is a bit high. Now, if I had to, you know, go ahead and reprice this myself, I'd say maybe $20, right? And $19-$20 maybe for these, because how much is a 10K Series 1 AJ Dillon or Brandon McManus or just a regular non-star player going to be worth in a marketplace, right? When the marketplace opens up and there's already 10K of these guys, then I really am having a hard time justifying essentially a $50 price tag. So now, again, something to keep in mind, NBA Top Shot back in the day did have different price points for their packs. Okay. It wasn't always what you see today. And what happened was, you know, there became, you know, a rake back where people that quote unquote overspent or whatever ended up getting money back. So there's ways, and I'm not just talking about the most recent rake back. NBA Top Shot has done it several times where they gave people a dapper back for various reasons, right? Maybe you overpaid on something that wasn't worth it. They gave people, you know, money back. There is a chance that in this closed beta, people that are buying these packs are spending a lot of money. There's $250 premium pack, then the base pack is $49. There's a chance that if you're buying these packs now, the price point could change on these in the future. That's why we're in a closed beta. If they change, then there's a pretty decent shot, I'd like to think, that NFL All Day would, you know, slide you some dapper back for, you know, making purchases like this in the future. That's why I don't have a problem paying $49 in the closed beta, because I do think that one way or another, the market will be corrected. So I'm not too worried about it right now, but I will say what it feels like to me is that $49 is just too much for a standard pack, and $250 for the premium. Oh, I willingly bowed out and I didn't participate in the premium drop just because after getting my standard one, I wasn't sure. Actually, I shouldn't even say I wasn't sure. I knew I didn't feel comfortable spending $250 on essentially like the same pack list, just with a better chance of getting, like a 99% chance of getting a rare. So I wasn't willing to make that commitment. I looked at what the rare moments were. I looked at the players. I looked at the play types. And there wasn't enough that I was in love with to justify spending the $249, because you got to figure, you know, you don't have a 100% guarantee to get the rare moment you want. If there's only one rare moment you want out of eight, then you're rolling the dice and it's not in your favor. So right now, I'd say that in the closed beta, if you're not in here yet, don't be all upset, okay? I feel like it's going to take a little bit of time before everything gets ironed out. If you're in the closed beta and you're done purchasing packs, I get it. I'm still going to be purchasing at least the standard $49 packs when they become available. And who knows what we'll see with the NFL playoffs starting very soon. This weekend was the last go-around of regular season games. We'll see if there's anything that they do, you know, especially for the NFL playoffs. Now, something that's interesting is that these pack drops seem to be on a weekly basis, right? We had week 17. So does that mean that pretty soon we're going to get a week 18, which is the current weekend we're in right now? If we get a week 18 pack drop, do you know how ugly that could be? Because there was so many starters that were not playing. That player list is something I really want to see. I got a lo and behold, because I bet it is ugly. All right, and that's going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Thank you all for tuning in. Again, if you want to make some money tonight, some cash, go ahead and download Prize Picks. Use promo code Crypto Ballers, all one word, and go ahead and cash in on this half a passing yard line for Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. Again, promo code is Crypto Ballers, and that is all one word, and you'll get a 100% deposit match. And it's crucial, I don't know why you didn't start off the show as telling you this, you need to be following us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Again, that is all one word. There's no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. CryptoBallersTS. It is hashtag scientifically proven to help you pull some very low serial numbers on your packs. They can help you get better spots in line when you're trying to acquire these packs from the pack drops. Go ahead and follow it at CryptoBallersTS. Have some fun on Prize Picks tonight, people. This is a line that's a 100% guarantee to hit. I'm out of here.